Sunday, Yud-Dal Av, 14th of August, Rebbe Shraga Kalas, V'nishmatim Oyv L'Nafshe Seichem.
I have no suffix that if Chazal would have had a car, not had that car, if there would have been a car in the times of Chazal, we'll see what the Stipler going said in a moment, if they would have had cars in the times of Chazal, in the times of Amayroyim. But I have no suffix that if they would have had cars, so there would have been another Masechta. It wouldn't be 33, there would be another Masechta. There'd be Masechta's automobile, a car, there what exactly the Shprach would be, but there'd be a Masechta about cars. We have a problem. We have felt the one Masechta. We don't have a Masechta about cars, but we'll see. In our Kol HaTorah Kula, it's the whether it's in Chayshin Mishpat, whether it's in Arichayim, whether it's in Yerdeyim, every single Chaylik of Arichayim HaKadosha is Nageya, the halachas of driving. The sign says, V'nishmartim lo'in l'mashay seichem. We'll try to cover that topic, and the rest we'll try today to buy our own Masechta's car. Right? There would have been a Chaylik in Shulchan Aruch, there would have been another Siman in Shulchan Aruch about cars, if they would have had cars. So today, together, again, as I always do, we come together to learn the Dvar Hashem, to do halacha, to come together to try and make Masechta car. Some of the inyonim that we'll speak about today may even shock a little bit. Bez Hashem, we open up with an open lathe. Hopefully, in Yet Hashem, if this goes in, all this open lathe, we'll see all the things that I'm going to quote today. Nothing will come from my stomach, Chas V'Shalom. This Masechta Kar will be good, it'll be gebayt on our great Paiskim, on our Hedek HaTzadikim, and all the great people. What they had to say about cars and their Hergation. And Bez Hashem, well, maybe in Yet Hashem, that'll give us the Siyata Deshmaya to drive safely and have the protection from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Let's start the Mitzvah Shem. My example, we have to talk about Ben Adam La'atzmoy. We have to talk about Ben Adam L'chaveroi. I saw a pumper sticker. V'nahagta l'reyecha kamoicha. That is, we'll see in a moment. And we have to talk about the Ben Adam L'makoy. All these things in our Masechta Kar, we have to talk about the Mitzvah Shem. You know, the Gemara in Eidavim, Adav Samechei. In the Gemara in Eidavim, Samechei says, Adam nika b'shleisha dvarim. Adam is nika b'kisoi, b'kaisoi, u'b'kaisoi. With his pocket, you can give him the geld, right? The kaisoi, how he holds his liquor, we understand that. The kaisoi is here. About kaisin, I have no suffix. If they would have had cars, there would have been four. Kisoi, kaisoi, kaisoi, karisoi. Adam is nika with his car. How a person acts when he gets into a car. And we'll see, this is a Yet Hashem. I want to teach, not teach, Chalila. We come together to learn the Dvar Hashem, Zvalacha. Together we learn this. We go into a car, sometimes, all of a sudden, we become a different person. Sometimes we start saying things we would never say. We start doing things that we would never do, but we're in this little box starting. And all of a sudden, everything seems to change. So let's see today, the Halacha, our 1,705 Simanim and Shulchan Aruch apply every single second in the car, as much as not more so, when the person's in the car. So let's try to see exactly what is that 1,000. I was once in the car, you see such interesting things when you're in a car. I was being driven to a chasana, I told the person, he doesn't mind. I have to sleep because I was catching a fly on matzah. And I asked him, he doesn't mind. He says, no problem. I said, I'll go in the back. I didn't want to make him into like my shlak shamash. I said, I'll sleep in the back. You don't mind? He doesn't mind. In the middle, I hear him. He's screaming at someone. So I go, I like look in my eye. I thought it was me. I see him. He's talking. Who's he talking to? I think there's a phone on nowadays. You can see someone talking in the middle of the street. You think he's yelling at you. He's not. He's yelling at his wife. Right? And now I look around. I see it's not me. It's not his wife. It's not the phone. He's yelling at a car. The car's not even next to him. The window's not even open. He's yelling at a car that already passed him, that cut him off showing. What happens to a person when he goes into a car? I have to try today to see a person, he goes into a car, he has to be the same Yid. Ayid, an Erlich Ayid Alamo. So let's go, again, like I said, what our greatest tzaddikim said about cars. We'll start a little bit, I myself, some of the things I'm going to say today, they shock me. But Bez Hashem, if they'll shock us a little bit, so then we'll, Bez Hashem together. We'll start with the Ben Adam L'atzmai, that's what the sign says. V'nishmartem oid l'nafshay say. It's a pasuk in our Torah Kedosha. This is the foundation of our Torah Kedosha. Like the Ber Goyla ends the Shulchan Aruch, the Eilik HaSefer Shulchan Aruch, and Tav Kav Zayin, he writes, no, when it comes to a car, when it comes to a neshama, a person in life, how careful he has to be. There's no excuse, the Ber Goyla says. The person thinks, I'll be careful. It doesn't matter, I don't have to be careful. It's all bashert. All this, says the Ber Goyla in strong terms, Adam Zu Apikaitisu. He's an Apikaitis. He's taking that precious matana that Rebbeinu Shalom gave him, and he's not watching it carefully. That's the greatest possession that we have, is our Neshama Kedosha, and we have to watch it. The Gemara in Chulin says on Dav Zayin, I once heard this from a Pesi, a fool, a bona fide fool. He said, no, but the Gemara in Chulin on Dav Zayin, the Gemara says, I know the Noikev, it's Boyo, he doesn't hurt his finger down here, He's learning Chulin Hai. He doesn't hurt his finger down here in Milamata. If it wasn't Nizer from Shemayim, Shtei Shubas Badover. The Chinuch answers this question, and the Masilas Yishoyim in Perek Tes answers this question. The Chinuch in Tzim in Tov Kuf Men Vol. So the Eibid Chinuch, he says, Avada, up in the Bein Shalom, Bashat Avelt, Avelt of Teva. In this world, you touch fire, you burn. You go into the water, you go there. Yesterday we spoke about Mikvayas. You stay down there a little bit too long, you don't come back up. It's a Tayyid Shayim. The Bein Shalom created the world with an Eifin of Teva. If a person's not careful, he can't say Bashert. He can't scream Bashert. It's Teva, number one. And that's why a person, if he's not going to drive, so then that's not called Teva. That's not called Bashert. That's called fool. That's called the person who's breaching our Kolatarik, the Nasha Seichem, and the Mesil Shisharim. He writes in Perek Tes, such beautiful words. He says, Ein ze maimin. He's not a believer. He's a hoilidus. He's an Adam that's naive, the hoilidus. He's a fool, a foolish person. That taina we understand is not, and we also know another gemara in Chulin, and that's Yud Sakana Chamira Mei Isura. Sakana Chamira Mei Isura. And the Chasam Sefer on the daf and the Chuvas in the Chedushim Chasam Sefer. He writes, "What's a pshat? What's a pshat more chamer than Isura? What's the Chasam Sefer? Everyone understands this. If we have Kalalim." Svekas and Rav and this. No, I did it. In the end of the day, you found out Khalil was Chazer, this, that. It doesn't matter. I have a trade accreditation that tells me these are the rules. I can do it. In this case, Chazer is not us, said the Chazam Zeichen. That's not us. This is the Torah told me when it's us and when it's not. Mashen get in Sakone, Chazam Zeichen, you're dead. You're no longer alive. If you did it, if you weren't careful, and you were Svekas, but you're no longer here. What are you going to say? But I would listen to the Torah. The Torah said, you're not careful. You're no longer here. That's why Sakone is So now with a little bit of an open lave, let's go into what our great poskim, our great tzaddikim, what they said about their hegeshim of a car. This again, I take the liberty today to quote, because I know I'm going to a little bit shock. The Stipler, this is brought down in 7 different svarim. I used to say over from 4 different svarim. Today I saw for 3 more svarim. But if you want to go take a look, there's a safe over here in the pnimim of the Chazayin Ish, that has, and also Norhas Rabbeinu. And he writes, the Stipler told him, it's usher to drive. If Chazal would have had cars, shock. I drove here today, Mr. Shem. I'm going to drive home. I don't want anybody to think over here. Well, we're just going in with an open lave, Mr. Shem. He said if they would have had cars in the times of Chazal, they would have asked. I read this. I thought, okay, extreme. Extreme. I don't know. And then I read it again in another place. And the disciple writes it again. He told someone, don't drive. He said the same thing. They would have asked, I think, what's the issue? What is it? Is it like faith? What is it exactly? What is it? I don't know. What is it? A fancy car? What is it? I don't know. Then I look around, and the disciple in a different place, he says, Kim Voyer in Simon, and he brings down Kuf Tezayin, and he brings down Tov Chav Zayin. These are two Simonim in Shulchan Aruch, which discuss the Inyan of Sakona, the Inyan of danger. So our first reaction is, Zimu Zayin, the Stipler must be talking about reckless driving. He must be talking about a person of a Shulchan Aruch. He drives reckless, he drives too fast, he goes through stop signs, this, that. He has what's called the Lahar Oisoi syndrome. He wants to show off. You know, you give him, take a young fellow, you put him behind the car. He wants to show. He's very, what's he doing? He has a pen. Take that pen, open up a Daf Gemara. Open up a Daf Gemara. No, but don't go in front of a car. And he takes that brand. He wants to show everybody. Look how I know how to drive. He wants to show everybody knows how to not drive. Shine. So that's what we think that the disciple is talking about. Such a person shouldn't drive. But then you see something so interesting. You look inside Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kuf Tezayin and Simen Kaf Kuf. You see interesting thing over there. It doesn't talk about reckless people. We know there's a halacha called Vinishmartim Oy Vinashay Seichem. And this halacha tells a person has to be extremely careful with his health. So we think who's it talking about? A person who's as well. He's doing reckless things. He's jumping off the Chveis Empire State Building with an umbrella, though. He's got an umbrella, Chosh, right? He's got an umbrella. A bracha called me. Don't believe this. A bracha called me last night. It's like an important phone call. He's called 6-7 times after Shabbos. Wait, I can't pick up the phone. He wants to know. I'm going to an airplane. Here's that. He's going to an airplane. He's jumping out. But don't worry, Rabbi. I got on my back, like a knapsack with a balloon like that. What comes out of there? I'm a sugar man. He tells me, no, but it's safe. It's safe. I tell my Echab, Ka'en Kasha. If you have to sign a paper that says that if you die, then no one's responsible. And so I tell him, he said, you're a father. I tell him, I have a cloud. Anytime you have to sign that paper, it's for sure over on this halacha. A cloud kazo. How do I know that? It's more than over on this halacha. That's what's called in halacha, Ma'abed Atzmoy Ladas. That is a separate Shulchan Aruch. That's a separate Yoydadeya. That's in Yoydadeya, Simin Shim and Dalin, halacha there. Mistama, we will bury him, and Mistama, we will sit shiva for him. You know why? Because in that case, the Chasam Sefer said, on the way down, he was Maharim Shuva. So Mistama, we're not going to, you know, Mistama on the way down. So who is it talking about? Who's is it talking about this simon, the entire simon in Shulchan Aruch, Nishmartim Oilun HaShaseichem, be very careful. It's not talking about the reckless driver. He's a Ma'abid Atzul Medas. I don't know if he's able to Ma'ar Tuber Hashem Medas. I don't know. So we can't be talking about him. So who are we talking about? So I look a little brightly, look inside the examples of Shulchan Aruch. Don't drink certain types of water, because Shema, maybe they'll be in there, Episode Bog, which could be dangerous and whatnot. I know, I'll be halacha by saying it's mutter to drink this water, inside the bug that's in it, because of all the halachas and simon paid out of the money, by saying this. But we're still worried that maybe a little bit dangerous. No, did anybody ever hear of somebody dying? He drank the water, darting in the face. Did anybody hear this? No, it's one in a million. Or yayin with giloy. The entire shul, everybody knows yayin with giloy, the snake that goes in. Did anybody hear this terrible problem? So the answer is very simple. The answer is that Chazal, they were not talking about Toshin Meshugoyim. Our Torah says in Ishmaritim Oyd Nasha Seichem. The Chazal came along, and they were not there. Something that's vite, something that's extremely far. And still, we have to be worried about that. And once Chazal said, we have to be worried about Giloy, we have to be worried about this, we have to be worried about that. Even if it's very far, should I tell you how I know this, Abayi Sai? The Goyim of Meshach, Fein Shinim Chaylik, Aleph, and Simikuv Dal. They asked him, Mishayla, the first time you read this, you know what he's talking about. They asked him, he wants to be some type of an athlete. It's not talking about a boxer with that lower disc, like some kind of football, not the English, the American, you know, the real, with the you heard, and does, a Nazi. And he talks over there, the Meisha says, he hears that 1 in 1,000, come be sakana, and they want to know, is it mutter to do this, a professional athlete? So Meisha writes, the answer truth, he says, no, for Parnasa, we could be makeli, brings a raya from the Gemara, Bamitziah, that could be an Aleph from a base, that a person could go up to a very high building, and he could be a chase, he could wash windows and doors in a high building. For Parnasa, you're allowed to do things, because the Shvaita might not just say, you realize that it's not clear that it's dangerous in this case. So for Parnasa, he brings a raya as a heter. So he says, in this case, to become this professional athlete. We're reading this truth, and we don't know what's going on over here. What is he doing? Is he jumping out a window? What's the fellow doing over here? He's playing sports. But they told Ramesh it's already 1 in 1,000, and Ramesh already was mad here. That's already goes into the Nishmat and Ramesh says, it doesn't have to be 1 in 2, 1 in 3. No, so already now we start to a little bit understand the stifle we're going, we have a problem. How are we getting home tonight? And there's Gnai Norabo, Hashem is Ailam over here. How are we getting home tonight? Because now we start to understand the stifler. Maybe if we Khalil Rahman with Slum, we hear that there are accidents, and we hear there's more accidents than when it comes to planes, and we hear all the statistics. Hashem Yirachem, I'm not here to say statistics tonight. However, when we hear these things, so now we have to get nervous. Get out. How are we driving home tonight? This is at least something that we know, getting into a car, there's an element of danger. There's an element of danger. So then we have a little bit of a problem just to further this idea a little bit. Now that we understand, Amashu. Again, I'd like to make this clear. How do I make this clear? I'll make this clear. We're not talking about reckless drivers. So I explain to you how I know I'm not talking about reckless drivers. But yesterday we laid the parsha. I'm going to say, Achir Mikla Tashikol. Bachatzi of the Achir Mikla. We've set up some Ari Mikla Dirtan on the other side of the Jardin Dirtan, in the Parsha. Now, we come, who gets saved by the Achir Mikla? So, let's see. Let's say a person was driving down the street in the time of Chazal, and he was driving, people have to, with the open lay for Poisa. Open lay, we're saying what the Poisa can say now. A person's driving down the street in the times of Chazal, he's driving reckless, and Rahman al-Islam, he kills somebody. So let's go Keseder. What is the status of that person? The status of that person in Halacha is called Karev Me'oid Lemezid. Again, I added that lush in there. There's a Tumim in Simon Bey that says that. That's my itself. He's called not Karev Lemezid. He's called Karev Me'oid Lemezid. He's so Karev to Lemezid, he's even maybe worse. I'll show you why in a moment. Then the fellow in the Gemara Makis that threw a stone out the window into a group of people and killed one of them. He's worse. Because the stone, it wasn't a bush, it had the ability to kill. But a car is a dog. It's called a clay mashle. It can kill. We know it can kill. So he's a karev ma'id l'mezid. In the times of Chazal, you know what he would have done? He would have ran straight. He killed somebody. He would have ran straight to the Ir Mikla. The second he would have got there, they would have said, "No, show us who you are." He says, you don't believe this. I just went through a stop sign. I was going a little bit too fast. I was driving too fast. I made a left turn, but you weren't supposed to. This, that. I did all the things that you're not supposed to do. I killed somebody. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We can't help you. We can't help you over here. The Goyal Adam is standing outside. The Goyal Adam is going to come and kill him dead inside the Ir Mikla." Because the Ir Mikla doesn't work for him. He's a reckless driver. That's not who we can't be talking about him over here. We're not talking about the reckless driver. So then I thought to myself, so who are we talking about? We're talking about a person who drives, and he drives, you know, but he's shoygeg. Not oinis. If the person jumps in front of the car, you know, I want to ask the Taviyashiv, that's oinis. But let's say he's driving down the street, following the rules, and again, everybody has to shock, a little bit of shock treatment tonight. But what can we do? This is a shaykh in our halakha taita. Let's say he's driving normal. He's driving normal. He's driving carefully, you know, like an older person in the place. And nobody's at fault, but let's say, a shaykh. A classic shaydik. There's a Radbazin Chuvis. The Radbazin Chuvis is talking about a person that's holding a gun. And he's talking about a person that was a shaydik when he was carrying this gun. He was a shaydik, not an oinus, not amazing. A shaydik. The Radbazin Chuvis says that the ear miklat won't work for him. And even though he killed Bishaygeh, not the oinus, but even though he killed Bishaygeh, the ear miklat won't work for him. You know why? Because you're holding in your hands a clay mashkas. You have to be extra careful. Not retaining on you on the action, but on the inaction. You have to be extra careful. And not, you have to follow the rules of the road. You have to follow more than the rules of the road. Much more in our Torah HaKadosha. I asked this once to Eliashiv, so that's a clear application of this halacha in the time. Now, I'm just, Maimer HaMuzger, nobody should go and kill anybody. The 2 minutes in Simon Bey's Paskins Laloche, that nowadays the Galadan doesn't have the koyach to kill because we don't have the ability for proper edus and proper asro, but that's what we're holding. That's what we're holding. I went to talk to the Rav of the old city, Rav Levinson's Langenzum, and I went to ask him a shayyub's a chakida. Let's say he's racing down the road, he's driving recklessly, and he gets a speeding ticket. Does he have to pay? Yeah, what's the thumb? What does he have to pay? Because since there's a law of Kim Lady de Rabbinay, and he's a roide, right? You're all laughing. But Menesel thought for about 13 seconds, 14 I think it was, and he said, no, the stomach is not suggesting a lot of myself. He said, he's potter. He's potter, doesn't have to pay. It's telling the Sujin, Sujin, on the base, how he done the Kim Lady coming from a different. She said, no, in that case, the stomach is potter, since he's a roide, I know what's going to go on. Everybody's going to come. What did the Rabbi Kala say tonight or this year? He said, if you get a speeding ticket, you're going to have to pay. But that's where we're holding. A person that drives down the road and he's not careful. He drives down the road, he's not careful, gets a speeding ticket, he doesn't have to pay. Because Kim, maybe the rabbi, they were able to kill him. We're not coming to talk about that tonight. I want to make that extremely clear. That's what somebody asked me, the sign, Ben Azman and driving. I'm not coming to talk about reckless driving. Anybody who drives reckless, I saw one say, I didn't like the Russian. He says, the suffix ma'abid asmar da. Suffic roides. I don't like the lashon. Vaday roides. Vaday ma'abed asma das. I love it. I don't understand what the sefer wrote. Vaday he's both. So you want to know halacha lemaisa? What's not the meaning he's roides? So in our kol haTorah kulo, the worst avera that I can think of, the worst avera is to be meiser another yid. That's our kol haTorah kulo. Hey, you can't meiser a yid. A yid is a yid. You can't meiser a yid. Nothing. One case that you're allowed to be meiser a yid because you're mishpan simchin peches. If he's endangering other yid, if he's causing danger to the other Eden, and the Minchas Yitzchak, he takes this halacha very seriously. Very, very seriously. He gives a practical example of this. You have a Yid, he's driving down the road Erev Shabbos, he knows too many Gemara. So the Gemara Baba Kama, Mishnetach, he's driving down the road Erev Shabbos very, very fast, he has to go, and you're allowed to damage, you're not allowed to kill, and Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know why, but now I do know why, he sells this out, that if you damage in Simen Shin Peches, he brings in Simen Shin Ayin Ches, he brings this down to Yam Shal Shleim, Baba Kama, that even though we allow the person to drive fast, but to, no, Chas Yishol. And even though we allow the person to walk very fast and maybe damage, but not Chas Yishol to kill, not Chas Yishol to be a roide, not Chalila, so he's driving down the road very, very fast. Milchas Yitzchak takes it seriously. He says, well, if the person's a roide, so what are we going to do? We're going to shoot out the tires. What's going to help? You shoot out the tires. You shoot out the tires. Now what? Did that save the matzav? Him, we don't worry about him. We have to kill him. He's a danger to society. I once heard from the Edom of Rebbe Yashiv, by Rebbe Yashiv's teach, could we kill him? That was the Shaila of Yitzchak Zilberstein asked the Melech Shalkom Beis Yisrael Rebbe Yashiv Shlita. Could we kill him because of Biyarta Arom Mikerbecha, reckless driver? Rebbe Yashiv is Yushalmi. You don't get too many reactions over there. Nu means yes. Nu in English means nu means yes. I don't know. Is that a psak? Allah Almighty. It was a nu. You want to kill someone? I'll be nu. Nu. I could punch him. Nu. Tachlis. Kind of stuff. So the Minchas Yitzchak takes it very seriously, and he says, "No. We warned him once. We warned him twice. Not going to do any good. Like we said, they shoot out the tires. Dump the Minchas Yitzchak. Turn him over to the authorities. He's your son. He's your. We learned something. Telling me it's not nice. Somebody turned over their daughter recently. Shine. We learn as a maisa, you call up the authorities and you tell them, come down, my son is a reckless driver and he's going into a car right now, get him. That's the halacha, Rabbi Yisrael. It's dangerous, he's a writer. You have to be very careful. It's very serious, Rabbi Yisrael. So him, we're not going to talk about. So that's who, yes, we're talking about today. Again, I have so much to yes talk about. I keep telling you we're not talking about. Shut. Let me again say there. Marshall, the person who drives, we have a different problem. How are we getting home tonight? We just said there's a different problem, not reckless. So, we know there's a famous Gemara, it's Gemara, Yavam, it's Gemara, Nidah, Gemara, Yavam, it's Ayin Bez, Gemara, Ksuv, it's Gemara, everywhere. Everyone seems to know this Gemara. The Gemara says, so some of us make a mistake. You think, what does that mean, Shoyim Epsayim Hashem? The bigger the fool that you are, the more protection you get from HaKadosh Baruch. Right? The bigger, Shoyim Epsayim Hashem. If you're a fool with a bit, if you're more a fool, you get more protection. Doesn't mean that. And Rabbi Chanan already in Ksuvis, it was in, I think, Simkuf Lamed Vav, maybe Kuf Lamed Zayin, he's very bothered. What is this? Our colors are cool. Zayin is Kinar. That's the first statement of Shulchan Aruch. And the statement of Shoyim Epsayim Hashem. So he explains as Aesis, listen, Shoyim Epsayim Hashem made the nine Meshigin. It means a person was, he's able to function normal. Whatever is considered societal norm, he says, what do you mean? In Halacha, we know there's a concept of Sveik, that by Sakonis, we will do a Chil Shabbos if there's somebody buried under a Sveik. So all of a sudden, Shoyim Epsayim Hashem. What's it on? So I've got the Chanan. It's meant that a person can be a fool. But what it means is, if you have a person and he's acting in the norm, what's considered the norm in society, in a normal society, he's most of that, now we understand why. If he's acting norm in a normal society, so then the Torah gave him the ability. Now, the first guy who got into a car, that was the disciple said, no, it wasn't normal yet, son. He held there was a dangerous machine. No. Now that it became normal, and said the Rav Chanan, listen now, every word of our great Ge'onim was Eiske Cheshvin. He added the adapt. He says, and he has no other brainer. He doesn't say driving us, but he says he has no other brainer. He has no other brainer. So he's doing what's normal, and he has no other choice. Now, let me explain this in English. In English, what this means is what the Belzer Rebbe once said when somebody asked him, what do I do to make sure that nothing happens to me in a car? So he told him two aces. The second one we'll talk about soon. The first aces, he said, the driving rules, the outsock, like the Aseres Hadibrois. Like you hold the Aseres Hadibrois, I'll change it, unter Sprach. Like you hold the Tzavos of Yudah Chosid, right? So the way you hold that's how you have to. That's how you have to hold the driving rules. That's how you have to hold the driving rules. Number one, and number two, if you do achnasas orachim in your car, we'll speak about that later. Shut. But Al Kapanim, what was he teaching us? This godliness. It wasn't just a psavar. He was teaching us. This is our protection to drive home tonight. If we drive the way that we're supposed to drive, so then we have an insurance policy, which is far greater insurance policy than any insurance policy. We prevent. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives us a protection. We have no other way. This is the normal societal norm, and we don't have another brayra. Now, if I'm driving not carefully, I have another brayra. Drive carefully. But once I don't drive carefully, if I don't drive carefully, I don't have a right to drive. And then I don't have the protection. So that is how we got out of the first halacha. That's how we're going to drive home tonight. That's the first in our Masechta. The car, Nsif Aleph, us to drive. Zakta Ramah, that's like the Shrak of Calistone, right? On the side of the page, right? However, if you drive carefully, so then you can philosophize on the heter of Shoyim Epsayim Hashem. The muscle of Maimar Muzger, you like to say Shoyim Epsayim Hashem, so everyone likes to quote the Goyim of Moshe. By smoking, there's no suffix, it's a davar pasha that I don't should invite me to mention again. To start smoking today, to start, you know, a bucket that starts smoking. He's 17 years old, 8 years old, right? 13 years old, he starts smoking. There's no suffix, is over on an iser derais. It's not a suffix. It's and then there's things that are suffix, and there's things that aren't a suffix. That's not a suffix. Now you have a person, he's an older person, and he's already been smoking, it's hard for him to stop. You, the young man, you don't have any tzarech. Right? This guy, he has already a tzarech, so now we have to outweigh. Just like we know there's a heter parnasa, so there's maybe a heter, so that we have to go with what our, you know, the place can tell us. And it tells you can't say Shoyim Epsayim Hashem anymore when there's so many dead psoyim. We see that, you know, there's a whole, I don't know, I'm not saying numbers, I'm not talking these numbers, but if you have a guy who has one cigarette, somebody has one cigarette a day, one cigarette a week, I don't know, if there's no studies that find, about the bottle will start that, the 12-year-old Ochad, the 17-year-old Bachar, that he starts there. So for sure he's over in Mr. Daraisa until he gets addicted. I don't know how it works. Once you're addicted, I don't know how it works. Once you got addicted, you did it by Isser. There's a Chasam Sefer about this. The Chasam Sefer was, I know that. I don't know. He can't do it. But the person, he smokes one a day. So I don't know if that's an Isser of an Ishmat, like Nafsha Seichel. He needs that one a day. We don't have rayas that it's dangerous. So he actually wants to preserve. That's not our topic tonight. But to say, Shoymer, Soyim Hashem, we have to be very careful when we apply those rules. We'll leave that Sif out. Sif base. Basically, we have great gedolim. Rav Shlomo Zalman once said, somebody once told him, the Stipler said, you're not allowed to go. If they would have had cars in the times of Chazal, they also have jumped to Shady Kilkas. If they would have had cars in the times of Chazal, they would have asked. They told the guy, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman looked at him, thought, I'm falling from a plane. Look, the guy was crazy. You should get, right? You need the Stipler to say that? He says, who knows what next they'll be saying from the Stipler? You have to keep Shabbos. You know, well, what are they? The Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, we like to say, Rav Shlomo Zalman was like the Nomada Shtickle, right? We like to think of Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? And Rav Shlomo Zalman, now you understand where Rav Shlomo Zalman was coming from. If they would have had it, no, the acid wine of Gilui. The acid wine of Gilui. The acid walking under a wall, which is like a kirnati. Kirnati, but that doesn't mean, you know, a matzah, and you need the crane garden by the neck. But a kirnati means that the chlesh is standard, okay. And say it's the first. So, you don't need a cycle for that. But Baruch Hashem, today we learned, akoponim, what is our protection, and what is our heter to drive. Number one. I'm going to get it. Number two, again, I got a ganze Torah over here. Of Ben Adam Lamachim, Ben Adam Lachaveda, Ben Adam Laatzmei. Shut up, let me get in one place I saw the Shevet HaLevi. He writes these words. He's right. Why nowadays, somebody writes the Shevet HaLevi, why nowadays we see people getting into so many accidents? They wrote the Shai to the great going, the Shevet HaLevi. And he writes back, why? Because I'm a Peziza. I saw it with my own eyes. They drive fast. They don't drive careful. And the neighbor, Ma'abe, Atzma, but that's, there's no players, there's no place. You know, we have to Masakin Lashin Hara for other reasons. But when you want to know what's your protection in driving, you have to drive carefully. I went to Revolver Zechatzadik Vivroche, and I bought a car in Eretz Yisrael about 13 years ago, 14 years ago. So I went to Revolver, and no, I asked him, I'll derech Hamusa. I'm getting a car. I have to worry about it. It's a looks at me and thinks for a few seconds. Yet still has the mazik. Now you have a mazik. You have to be careful. You just bought a shore. You bought a shore, a mazik. That's how you have to look at a car by side. The chazan ish. You know, one time the Hedek of Rebbe, the chazan ish, he was in the street and he hears a car coming from far. He's walking somebody. He's walking in the street. He quickly runs back to the sidewalk. Imagine the mazik, the chazan ish. The Hedek of Rebbe Shabbat Yisrael. And he quickly runs back to the sidewalk. So the person with him says, Rebbe, the car's under the gas. It's like all the way down the block. So he said to him, I know that there's a toy system in the Chazanish. Every word was gold. The Chazanish. I know there's a toy system in Baba Kama Dachav Zayin Babayz that says, Yoyser, a person has to be careful to make sure not to mazik others than to be gemizik. I know you have to be more careful not to damage other people, but I don't know if he knows that toy system. The Chazanish. So he said, Rebbe, the Chazanite? That far you have to worry? That far? So he said, there's a Shulchan Aruch in Aruch, and there is a Masech Dekar, I guess. There is a Shulchan Aruch in Aruch, and it's in Kuf Dalit. The Shulchan Aruch says, Marchikin Mishor Tam Chamishim Amo. You have to stay far away from a shore that's a Tam, not a Shtoyser. You have to stay away from him 50 Amos. No, this Chavar Man, afterward, he went back, he measured it. How far was the car from the Eilik and Rebbe Shulchan Aruch? He went back, he goes back, he says, it wasn't 50 Amos, then it was 78 Amos. They come back, they measure it. That's Rav Chaim Noye. Like the Chassidish, they give him 50 amor on both sides. But we see the Ergish. The Ergish, somebody once got into a car with the Gain of Moshe. He's driving down, as I heard this message about Moshe, and he's driving down the highway, and he got a speeding ticket. Gosh, people are embarrassed. He's driving the greatest Gain of Moshe. He's driving the Gain. He says to him, Rebbe, no, what's the way? Shluchay mitzvah in his zakin. Right? Shluchay mitzvah in his zakin. Zak devos rette, the rebellious Shalaylam was boyray that cop. In the American Shushprat. He was boyray that cop. To save your life, shluchei mitzvah einan nisokin. Tipshutai. Hazay. Maisha Abayisai. So this again, I think we finish with Sif Aleph. We can never be finished with Sif Aleph. But I think we're at this. Most getting tighter. Again, that we're not finished with Sif. You know, and Maisha. How do you know if someone's driving down? You have to Maisha Abayisai. I didn't get a chance to talk about cars in a long time. How do you know a person is driving down the road? My own verta. Yeah. How do you know he's driving down the road? You know he doesn't drink. So he can't be drunk, but he looks like he's drunk. How do you know? What's the mass? massive here. You know, you see, he looks like he's drunk, but you know he doesn't drink. So the answer is, he's texting. Now that's Kar. That's Kar. Barer Kashamish, but Sarayim, Rabbi. We, Chalila, in Makim Kaddish, we don't have to talk about the rules that they have, the rules of the road, not to text, and not to this and that. We have to text, we have a Kola Tadakula, we have to worry about. We have an Ishmael, we have to be careful not to be anointed. We have much bigger things to worry about, Rabbi Isaac. So see, Father, tired. Somebody tells me, I heard you're giving a shiur about driving. If you're driving and you're tired, are you allowed to drink a coffee? Trade yourself off. No, there's levels and the trade is obviously you can't give these things in the Torah Shabbat pen like this. I told Micha, I have one klal. I give shirim, can I know how I give a lot of shirim, and I see people and they drink with the coffee and they still fall asleep. There's rules. I have to know. You know, the rules. I can't go in out of sight. What's yeah? What's nicht? But mentioned up for staying. I was once with a bacher. It was just a little embarrassing for him. He was driving. He was mamish tired. I didn't know this. If I would have known this, I would have. If I didn't realize this, he says to me, Rebbe, I'm so tired. I have to pull over. I said, I'm fine. That's a battle. A young person has to sometimes know. You have Alta Yid, and sometimes an Alta Yid has to be told he's no longer safe to drive. We're going to drive you. That's how you speak to an Alta Yid. Not you can't drive anymore. Dad, Ma. I'm now going to drive you wherever you got the personal chauffeur. That's how we have to talk. That's all they need. So these are lockers, I think. Clear. Now, and again, Rabbi Isai, let's go a little bit to the Ben Adam Lechavedoi. The Ben Adam Lechavedoi, our Kol HaTorah Kula. My disani lach, when they asked Hillel, when they asked him, what is our Torah? And he told them, my disani lach, I don't have to talk about these things already again in a Makim Kaddish. And I'll just say a few mice in a Makim Kaddish. What happens? We get into a car and we become different people. We're in a little box and we can do different things. Would you ever go over to a person? Right? I don't know, maybe. Would you go over to his door? He's trying to come out in the morning. Right? And you're just holding the door like this. Right? An American, that means something not nice, you know? I said, right? And the guy's trying, what are you doing? No, no. And sometimes Hashem Yerachim thinks of people saying, oh, he's a guy. Would you go over to a guy? Definitely not. You go over to a guy's house and do that? You would never do that. And block him. Let's say you go like this. You go like this. Block him like this. Nobody would ever do such a thing, right? Not about the connection. So what happens? We get into a car, bring it down the cooler. I'll tell you a story. I saw this with my own eyes. I was coming out right before I left Eretz Yisrael. I was coming out of a shachris. I was davening a shachris. I came out of the shachris, and my own eyes, I saw this. Okay? There was somebody who was parking. I wasn't really leaving. Somebody was asking me, "Shai, let's take a little bit of time." And somebody was mamish blocked in another car. I saw this with my own eyes. He blocked in another car. He went in, put his fillin under his arm, went inside. Now this fellow, you have to know, he was a professional davener. Right? 8 minutes later, right, he came shachris. Rabbi said, "This guy is the king." Yeah. 8 minutes later, he walks out. Why did he walk out? Because there's a person beeping on the horn, beeping, screaming. Who is this fellow? I don't know what to do. I don't know what I do. Should I tell him who the guy is? I don't even know. Maybe he's bigger. Maybe I'm afraid. Right? He blocks someone in. I call it very cool. So he comes out and he starts. There's a certain hand motion. He went something like this. It means like, what's your crap? Later, I don't know exactly what it means. It means like, later. And he's looking at him, oh, he's screaming and firing this and does and shining about. Later. And so I went over to the person. I said to him, you're making a mistake, right? He's screaming at him, this is a Gazlin, Gazlin is man, Gazlin this. He was a Gazlin. There's a Mogan of Romans in the Tafresh Lamed Zayin says, it's a Mefurish, that in a case where a person is Gazel the Rabin, even though it's not your ownership, that the Gazel of Mamish is probably the Isser Terais and Mishabur is Mashm over there. Shine, if I got those, yeah. How come you're making a mistake? Tell he's a Gazan, tell him he's not Yetzir Shachas. And then there wasn't Gedai the Gazan Zach. He went there, he blocked him in, he wasn't Yetzir, I don't know what he did in that 8 minutes, shine later. But I'll upon him, you're not Yetzir Shachas, because we have a cloud. You know, this is called in English, it's called a mitzvah, haba, davega, according to some shittas, maybe the Balmor and Sukkah, according to some shittas, he wasn't Yetzir Shachas. You know, it's enough that like the Balmor, you weren't Yetzir Shachas. How could a person do such a thing? Are you talking? How are you talking? I call that Tarikula. He wants to know, somebody told me, what is it if I take a spot from another yid? Listen to Azakop, but don't get fed. If I take a spot, you know, somebody's coming in, and you're Azay, and don't, right? So he said to me, because in Halacha, Reishlam and Zayin Nebuch, the worst type of a Talmud Klach, and Amar, Talmud Klach, in the Rosh Hashanah, Reishlam and Zayin talks about an Ani. ha-mahapich b'charara, a person gemar kedushin. I don't know shayin gemar kedushin. I mean, mahapich b'charara, that he's trying to get a certain piece of cake and dust, and yes, and then somebody else chops it out from under him. But if it was hefker, so he says, mashmat, yeah, mutter, so maybe the parking spot is called mutter. So I start handling them. I said, you know, there's another sugya in Baba Basra. It's called ani menakif b'charara. Ani menakif means that once already you cut it down, you did a maisa, so maybe it's called that it's ensnared in your trap. Maybe that's called the kinyan. So he says, yeah, is that like a kinyan? I said, no, maybe in the dina machus adina. I told him, face this ani mahapif, ani menakif, our kol ha-toida kula, you were over on. Our entire kol ha-toida kula. Right is sunny loch. Right is sunny loch. How you talking? And I said, I'm going to say something extremely sharp. To say this myself, I would never say these words. I would never even dream to say such words. I heard it from Matisel Salavin, Zalangazunt. I heard it from him. And he said, the goyim in the streets, they don't know us in our shuls. They don't know us in our chesed. They don't know us in our tzidkis. And they only know us by one thing, in the way we drive. And sometimes in the way we drive, it's a lashon, it's not my lashon, it should all be meichel me. Blame him. Mebayt anaya Hitler, sein Sprach. The way we drive, it's not MS, I'm afraid to say. He said it, not me, not me, not Callus. He said it, he's right. He's like, Naira, Naira. What does the Gemara in Yuma say? This person. What do they see when they look at us? And Khalil the Khas? That's all they see? And all of a sudden you become the Gemara Dor. Come when you drive like that and you black him in. And this, I saw it in my own eyes. Maisa Shaya, as a, why I have this Yadish Maisa, as I talked to all of you. Maisa Shaya, there was a car blocking. You're not going to believe me, Rabbi Elvin. You're not going to believe me. There was blocking a Hatsala vehicle. A Hatsala vehicle. Now, the Hatsala guy came out. He came over to me. He said, "No, I should call you Day Alocha." So he said to me, "What do I do? Am I allowed to just smash through his car?" Right? So I thought, look, it's a davar pashe that there be a call. Right? A davar pashe. It goes without saying you'd be allowed to smash through his car. It's a davar pashe. I told him another thing. I'm going to tell you a secret. Even if you were a regular car, this is Gemara Baba Kama, Adach Hazayin Amid Beis, which is also a Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Dalin. And if you forget, it's also 400 Simanim later, 408 Simanim in Tafyut Beis. That is Allah, which every Yingala learns. Mishaber B'yotze. Mishaber B'yotze. That if a person is blocked in and somebody's stealing something, he's in my driveway, he's not allowed to be there. So you're not allowed, says the Shulchan Aruch, to go and slash his tires, because that's just doing din. You don't have a right to just damage the person, but you're trying to get out. And he's in your way, so you have a right to go and knock over the car. So the mashal, my father has a storefront. My father's like, he has a storefront, and he has sometimes a problem. People park in front. There's only a big sign with flashing lights that says no parking, and he has this problem because sometimes people face mesh they can't read after later, and it says up there no parking. And they think it says park here. So my father, he said, "What do I do? What do I do?" So I said, "I told you can't slash the tires. You can't slash that. You know." And not only that, you can't think, he has a special duct tape that goes around the car with once. Twice, does up and down, right? Can't do that either, right? So he said to me, "What can we do?" So I told him, "Ichav say aitzis." We asked the Melech Shekol Beis Yisrael. He actually smiled and a new. So that's already more than just a new from before. A smile and a new means, yeah, that's a good one. What was the smile and the new? I said, "We have two aitzis. One aitzis is that we can put down nails, right, before he comes." Right? Maybe I put down the nails before he comes. I'm allowed to put down nails in my own store. So my father says to me, "No, that aitzah won't work. Why? Because in America, in America, if somebody comes into your shirt and he falls and breaks his leg, they don't know the front. They don't know the bars of Baba Kama. And then if you break your foot in my shirt, it's your problem. They don't even know that. So I can't even do that in my. So the other aitzah we have is, are we allowed to call the tow truck? I can't give him the other aitzah first. Is you're allowed to flip over his car? That you're allowed to do. He's in my driveway right now. You flip over the car. That's no problem. Now, if you get if you're able to get out without damaging him, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. But if you can't, the only way, then you'll have to, flip over the car. You're allowed to drive right through. This is how the truck can certainly drive right through. If he asks, if you get damaged, the Gemara says you can't ask him for the money. Shit, there's rules with these things. So I told him you're allowed to call a tow truck. It's Masira. Sit down in the tow truck. We asked the Melchior call basis. So again, maybe you have to don't compare this rule to other rules. They might not be able to count you in a million if you start being Baisa Yidin. But in this case, the Melchior call basis itself said, "You can call a tow truck. Yeah, you can call a tow truck. Get him out of here. He's stealing." So I told this Yid, "No, so you're allowed to drive through his car and whatnot." And this, but I told him, "In your case, I have another cheshvin anyways, is that that we need that car to be ready when the call is going to come. No, Alan, we need the car to be ready before. We can't wait. That you're going to have to start waiting until it comes. So you're able to drive right through. You're able to drive right through. Allah Almighty, you can't park in a year. You buy the shalayla. I shouldn't have to talk about such a thing. But that's in the chalik of the Ben Adam L'chaveinoi, that our Kola Torah Kula. We already have a Masechta car. Kola Torah Kula. That's Islamic invite. Astam, I hope my wife is not listening to this. There's something called a horn. You know what a horn is? That was in England. Because it's on the other side of the road. So there's a horn on the... A hooter. Yeah, a hooter. I'll tell you about a hooter. So this is right? I don't know. Hashem should make me. I hope my wife is not listening. Right? We get into a car. We become different people. Right? Think of Shaila. You, let's say, were Zoycha to pick up the Melech Shokol Beis Yisrael. You're coming to pick up Rav Yashiv Shlita to bring him to Gar Chesnish, to bring him to his shul. Where is he going? Shaila? No, you get to the door. We don't think that yet. I don't want anyone to go home now and say, oh, that's it, I'm never having a horn again. But, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say, the greatest din v'cheshbon we're going to give is for living on a cheshbon, without a cheshbon. Just think about it for a second. So you get to the, I don't know, I hope she's not listening. We get to the house. What do? We get to the house. Sometimes it's, I can't even say it, Hashem Shemoy Kami, my parents, sometimes it's a wife. In our soup, it says, oh, you care on this? You get to the house. I think it's a breach of our color. It's a breach of the ksuva, right? And I can have a cell phone, right? You know what? You weren't able to use it the last 20 minutes. Take it out. Call her up. I'm here. Please come down. Right? Sometimes, yeah, there's a sign in certain. I saw it as I was walking. If you honk in a certain time, I just saw a sign as I was walking today. If you honk, it's a 300-pound fine. If it's a certain time and this that, I would change the sign. If you honk, it's a breach in our Kol HaTorah Kula. I'm not saying never to honk, and I'm not saying this. But some in the middle of the night. Sometimes a person he orders a cab, and he knows this guy. Unfortunately, he never learned Kol HaTorah Kula, and he doesn't know he's going to get to the house. Honk. Right? Tell him. Please don't honk. Call. It's your responsibility. I shouldn't have to talk like this. But sometimes we don't. I don't know what happened. We get in front of the car. We get in the box of the garden, and everything changes. We're allowed to box people. Again, somebody asked. I don't have to talk about it. I don't know if you're with me. Sometimes we cut off people. There's like an exit ramp. There's an exit ramp. You know, everyone knows what I'm talking about. And sometimes you know how you can do it. You can go, hey, you can drive, and this and that. So a bunch of bachurim are sitting around and talking to me in my schlusim in life as I get to talk to Hedeke, the Yindalach, the Rebbeinu Shalayla. He wants to know, no, it's the only problem of the Chil Hashem. So I'll take off my yarmulke, right? Let me explain in English what that means. No, so I got into the car, and this is that I'm not a Yid. So I told him, I have a different Eitza. It's much more effective. Hashem Shemaychami. Carry inside the dashboard, Darton, a Shesi the Eidif, across, Hashem Shemaychami. And every time you do actions that are going to Mechalo Hashem Shemai, put it up in the mirror, right, next to the domino, Darton, right? Hashem Shemaychami. But that way, Chach, then you don't cause the rest of us problems, he thinks for a minute. But Rebbe, it might be a problem getting Hanaf from a Vaitasara. Of this is again that by marriage you have to again people. So what did Rabbi Kala say? First he said you don't have to pay speeding tickets. Afterward he said you have to buy a cross. Hashem should Michael all of us. Okay, let me get invited. We have to start. We didn't start yet, Rabbi. So we get to the fun stuff soon. Shem, I was once zeicha to drive a Shmuel Orbach. Just the government of Israel. You see how they think? They think. I was very nervous. I was younger. I think I was 21. Right? I was like 34. 40 years ago, I'm driving with Shmuel Orbach, and I took him to a certain simcha, and I was parking the car, but I wanted for the segal to be Yisrael, that I should have he should have to be right in front of the minyan, right in front. And there was like room for my car and a bit of another car. I was taking up two spots. And he said, my brain wasn't on. I'm thinking with Shmuel Orbach. I'm trying. He looks at me, doesn't even say a word. Just says, Gemara Yivam Estaf Yod. Gemara Yivam Estaf Yod. I'm like, I don't have a Gemara. I look in the dashboard. Right? What do you want? I'm moving over the crosses there. I'm trying to. I'm asking. What do you want? La yishfach adam. Look how God will be throwing things. La yishfach adam. Don't spill out your water. The achavim tzvichim loy. That's how he looked at the situation. There's a spot. You can't take up two spots. We can't because you're a Yid. You can't. La yishfach adam. I never forget it. Until I finally got it out of him. I'm like, oh, drive up a little bit further. That's a Yid. That's a thing. We got into a car. You know, sometimes with the greatest, what a person can do in a car is a chepsut mitzvah. That's how you have to leave this makam tonight. It's a chepsut mitzvah. You know, there are makamis. I'm sure they have them here also. There's a makam I know in Bar Park called Shem Shabbos. I'm sure they have these type of ideas here. There are people, they go to this makam. He needs to ride to Muncie. He needs to ride to Golders Green. He needs to ride to Stamper. They go there, right? And everyone knows. You just go there. There's people giving rides. There's people just giving rides. Yeah, what a yid can do with. What is the Rav Aryeh Lavelle to tell them? He tells you, you want a shmita on your car? He said, in our door, it's very hard to be Mekayim Hachnasas Orchim nowadays. Well, your parents and the contact as well, they pay for the dealer. You're going to tell them to come over, right? You know, that's Hachnasas Orchim. I'm all, it's fine, it's hard to find. A bachur tells me, oh, yeah, probably for me, it's Mam Shachnasas Orchim. And actually, I told him, wait there, the Mir Schnitzel better than mine. But I don't know. Lay there, Hachnasas Orchim is a shmita day to be Mekayim nowadays. Everybody knows real Emerson Mekayim. And the Satna Rebbe is a Rotabi Mevrabi. He said, in a car, you give him a seat, you give him heat, you give him cold, or when it's hot, you give him this. It's real emesach, nosses, orchem, mitzvah, deraisa. Mitachesbin, if this is the only time you have to talk with your wife, or you know what I mean? Sometimes I drive from a shia to another shia, people know they want to call, they want to talk to me on the road, so that's when they have the chance to talk to me. And the maisa, I just even get to tell, he says to me, yes, a person comes for a ride, he knocks on my window, I tell him, sorry, Achkenesh, she's ready. I said, you're right, so get out. I will go to the back, I'll go upon him, you know. I was trying to teach him, but Achnasas Orchim is going to infringe on you, so then in that case, you can't. This is the only time I have to, but with a cheshbin, sometimes you get into a mode, I don't give rides. You can't be Khalid in that mode. There's a fellow from Stoim, he's in that mode. We can't be in such a mode. We can't. That's our life insurance, that's our protection. This is the first chaylik. This is the Ben Adam, let's go a little bit. Hilchus Kar is a little bit of what I really wanted to talk about tonight is a little bit in the halachas in Hilchus Kar. I got to have so many more stories. I sum it up in one word. In one word, the Ramban in last week's Pasha Kapan Pasha's Veschanon, the Ramban says, why after it says, you gotta do the mitzvahs, you gotta do the edis, you gotta do the chukim, alchim, and then shpet, and of them shpet in Pasuk state, Vasisa Hayosher Vatoi Beine Hashem. You have to do righteousness, you have to be Yosher, everyone knows the things come up, but Mitzvah, by Mitzvah, Vasisa Yosher, so the Ramban, we have to do everything. We have to do mitzvahs, we have to do chukim, we have to do everything, you got to call it Vaskula. What's mitzvah with these words? Vasisa Yosher Vatoi Beine Hashem. And then Ramban, hey, look at Ramban. But the Ramban says, so beautiful that everyone has to take this in his hands the rest of his life. He said, the Torah Kedosha, I'm going to modify it for the 21st century, Ashprach. The Torah Kedosha could not tell a person, it could tell a person, these are the mitzvahs, these are the chukim, but it can't go into every single situation and tell you, do this is erlich, this is right, this is, it can't tell us how to drive. It can't tell us how to be a courteous driver and how to be a mensch and how to be this and that. It can't go into every situation. So it said, you know, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves, he loves Yashris. He loves Erlichkeit. He loves it. And if you do that, then the Rebbeinu Shalom will give you all of the brachas that spent in the parish of Beskhana. You'll get all of those brachas because he loves Yashris. So, you know, it does say in our Torah how to drive. Vasisa Ayasher Vetoiv Be'enei Hashem. This is Chaylik Tzibbeis. Gimel Dal Shayim Rashak. Let me get back to that. Zweitens is Salachas. Halachas, we have to span our kolatar kula mashal. I'll give you an example. I can't talk about everything tonight, but just an example. You know, a couple of balkans, they called me up a few months ago. Sukkahs. Can we build a sukkah in the car? Right? A sukkah in the car? How are you going to make a sukkah in the car? So, shtickle patent, right? A sukkah in the car, you know, they want to know, they put a road trip, but Meisha says, not so much if you put it, who gave you right to go in the first place? Sure. So, we want to build a sukkah, Eloch above. So I told him, look, Herzlichein, you open up the door, I need a door. Come here, stand up, Ingo. I need a car. Right? Go turn this way. A visual shtickle, right? Now his doors are closed. Right? Give me that. Now, right? Now, open up the front door. It's only going to work if you have a fourth door, please. So I'll tell you. Open up the front door. This is one door. Now, open up this door. Another door. Right? So now you have two doors, and they're open. Okay, so I have two walls. Right? Good, strong walls. They don't close from the wind. Strong walls. Don't move, relax. No. I have two strong walls. Where's my third wall? So if I'm asking that guy, it's a car. Usually it's a normal car. You have a door, you can have a right? So you have the wall, the other door, all the way inside. It's not 4 amas away. So here's, Mr. Fine, you don't have to get up. If you're the Daitan Akuma, you have over here, the wall goes like it, and now it gets to here, so I have one wool, two wool, three wool. On top, no, bakar card there, yes, you can find schach, you find a little tree, a little dove, you put on the schach, you put it on top, no, on the bottom, he tells me it's open on the bottom, I said, there's something to be tvachin, no, it wasn't to be tvachin, so we're good, so far, so we have a sukkah, very simple. And then I thought, they said, you want to know, what are they going to be, the decorations, and they're all worried about the important things. I tell him, you can see, you did very good. I said, he says to me, I told him after it, oi baby, I didn't do you any davis, right? His halacha, right? His halacha, tafri shalom tzayim, and that's a sukkah. His halacha, that the walls of the sukkah, you're not allowed to use for something else. They became mukseh. They're not mukseh. You're not allowed to use them for anything else. So I don't know what to do. He's got to drive the door open. That's a vada. Right? You know, like somebody once asked the Goldstein, the topic of the Rocha, once asked him, following the rules of the road, Hashem Shemaychem, I know the Oilam is probably wondering why I didn't get to this child, and now I don't know why. Is it Din the Machlus Adina? And what about the Tzioinim? You know, what if I don't hold the Tzioinim and thus, and yes, right? Abishai, Lazam Goblad, they could be Tzioinim in my room, but you still have to follow the rules of the road. Why? It's not kosher. Why? There's 10 different reasons. Forget even the Malchusa. The Yashiv once told me, Alashim, Tashem, Eshprach. It's a shutfis. Everyone, it's really a chasm tzayt, Kima, says, Mamash Mila Bamila. He says, the rules of the road are societal things that everybody wants. Everybody wants this. It's a seichel dikka thing that we all have a hask into this, that we want these rules. And Mashal Shevet Alevi writes in one place, I want to make some enemies tonight. He writes, you're allowed to go through a red light in the middle of the night, no one's around. No police, no danger, no nothing. Are you allowed to go through a red light? Right? So he says a word. Again, whether you're going to do it or not do it, it's your business. But I just want to tell you the lashon of the Sheva Levi because it's so seichelvik. The Sheva Levi writes, Hirus has Seder. Ruining the Seder, Hirus. The destruction of Mesuderkeit Mevi Lidei Sakana. Ain't of us gate him at a Seder. If he goes in life with a Seder, so then he doesn't come Lidei Sakana. Isn't that brilliant? It's not a brilliance. The American word brilliant. It's brilliant, everybody said. Here is a Seder, maybe they. But when this child was asked of Tubi Goldstein, Zechel Tzadik Levracha, they asked him if a person is a Dina de Machus Adina. He said, you want to know, is it Dina de Machus Adina if he drives safely, if he keeps the roads, the rules of the road? You want to know, is it Dina de Machus Adina? It's a child of Mabrats and Dads, it's a child of Roy, it's a Dina de Machus Adina. He doesn't have to pay the speeding ticket. Uncle Punin, so go back to our sukkah. He can't drive with the doors open. Dina Machus Adina, right? Or here is a Seder or something or whatever. He can't drive the door open. Then I thought, maybe I'll be going again. Maybe that's not a bittle. You're not doing anything to them. They're still wolves. You're not really doing anything to them. He didn't like it so much. He didn't like it so much. It could be that. Now you're going to be using it. It's going to be used as your car, but you're not really using it. You're not doing something with the door. It's not so really. Just let me get invited. With this, I'm not sure. Let's go a little bit weiter. Mashal, I have a few shilas in Chaysh and Mishpat. We spoke a little bit about it already. But I'll give you an example. The pedestrians, they also have to be careful. A pedestrian, I'll tell you, a pedestrian ran out in the middle of the street. A person ran out in the middle of the street, and the person saw him, swerved. This is Maisa Shabbat, 3 months ago. I was unfortunately involved someone in the Maisa. The car swerved, because he saw the person coming. That person was a Vada Pesheya, ran into the street. He swerved, and he smashed into another car. Right? And this person came to me, the Pesheya, and told me, you know, but maybe I'm potter because I'm a grandma. Right? I must admit, Hashem Shemaychem, I wanted him to be chayiv. Right? I wanted him to be chayiv. So I tried hard, and Baruch Hashem, he's chayiv. Right? He's chayiv. I have two reasons why he's chayiv. Number one, was again, grama. Right? Grama, I'm going to be chayiv b'dei shemayim, and you know, up there it hurts a lot more than your pocket. Down there. But he says chayiv b'dei shemayim for sure, grama. If I wanted to make him a garmi, I wanted cash. Right? I wanted cash mamish. So we found this garmi. Because we have a Gemara. The Gemara talks about meiser. You have a Gemara. If somebody does something, they'll pee his demon. Let's say he would come in front of the car, he would hold a gun, and he would say, if you don't smash into that car, I'm going to shoot you and kill you. Right? So what would be the halacha now? Now when I go, I'm going to go and smash into that car because I don't want to get shot. Right? So in that case, what's the halacha? Is that the halacha is in that case, it's clear in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Pei Ches, I have another ayah for this, that that's called that I'm doing something, I'll pee your deeper, which is vaday that you'll do it. And there's rayas in many places in Shas, in Baba Kamet Asari Tess, in many places in Shas, that's a garmi. That's called your mice mamish. So therefore over here, if I'm standing in front of your car and you have to, that's a very nice way of saying, you better get out of the way because you don't want to kill me. Right? That's a very, I think that's a garbi, number one. Number two, I think I could even get in Siman Reish Samech Dalet on a Shabbos Aveda. Because we know there's Allah on a Shabbos Aveda that if I said, I don't merit the Gemara. If I have to go, and I have to go and save your Aveda, and it's going to cost money if I save your Aveda. So, you can make a Tanai, or with a basin, or if there's an Umdin, or whatnot, that if I'm going to pick it up, I'm going to get paid for this. What's the classic example? In this case, person standing there, if you kill me, huh? That's a Shabbos, Gufay Ma'ayiv, not to kill me. That's about what the person desires and wants, not to get killed. So what's he telling you? If you go and swerve and crash into that car, so then, in essence, I want that, there's an Umdin, I want that, and therefore, I would pay you, and it's an enraged Samach Dalet, this person would be chayav. They told me he has to pay. He has to pay, there's all shayla there, because the insurance pays, and don't shayla, right? I told him he has to pay, but not that insurance doesn't pay in this case. They're not interested. If he comes and admits it, they're not going to pay. And that's the lacha. That's the lacha in this case. It's a rough fight we go with this, if I said. I'll end with one case. Don't have time, unfortunately. But, yeah, we should give 10 shirim on cars. But just, you know, I'll end with... so many I want to say. You know how serious this is? I once asked Rabbi Yashiv, you have to drive Chalila to the hospital for Gutoifen. You have to drive to the hospital for Gutoifen on Shabbos. A baby and this, you have to drive to the hospital. Rabbi Yashiv said, he drives with the regular rules of the road. Indicator. I told him the guy doesn't know during the week how to do that. You drive indicator, out thing. You drive normal. If you're an experienced person, you know how to drive with shinois and dust shine, tava lecha bracha. But if you don't know how to do it, don't try to do it. You drive to the hospital the way you would drive on Tuesday, the way you're supposed to drive on Tuesday. That's how you drive to the halacha. That's how you drive to the hospital. There's other shaylas. We have our chosh and mishpat that we have to talk about. We have yichud in golden screen. I was looking the last 2 days. At 2 o'clock in the morning, you drive down the road. You drive down those people. These people, somebody was telling me, Bacher's on a date, there's on a date, through a maidel. She said, what's the heter over here? It's the man and a girl, right? So he said, Pesach Pesuach, right? Pesach Pesuach, because he heard from me this year, Pesach Pesuach. What Pesach Pesuach means, that it's vulnerable. If the door is open, someone could come in. So what do I mean when I say Pesach Pesuach? I mean that when you have windows, everybody can see in what's going on there. So that is no yichud if everyone can see. Now, there's certain cases in mountains and this and that and what, and there's nobody around. So then it's a problem of yichud. But in a normal case in the streets, a lot of times, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, also if you're on these types of streets, these types of streets, not some back road or whatnot. So then it's probably not a problem. She hears the word Pesach Pesuach. She says that the work of the button is open. Right? It doesn't work. We didn't mean that. But she went, you don't have to leave the button of the car door open. I was afraid that the button is going to say, no, open the door. That's an yichud, yichud. But I end with a story, yichud mukse. Yichud mukse, the car, and mukse, the car, so much we can talk about. But this is a maisa, which just goes to my heart. What's a car? So with maisha. What is it? Is it muksa? What's it negeya? So I'll tell you it's negeya. You forgot the chalos inside the car. Nowadays, it's not negeya, shayla. Kima. The only negeya it'll be is to get a goy. And in most cases, you will be allowed to get a goy because it'll usually be a shvus. I can't go into it now. But it'll be a shvus. It's makim sarif gadol, makim mitzvah. You left the chalos. You left wine. You left stam, nothing in it. But in the olden days, this was negeya because there were lights that didn't go on the sides of the cars. That was the mitzvah. So they banned. What's the status? Can I open up a car door in Shabbos? So the goyim of maisha said, a car? Car is a klisha malachta in the heter. My first reaction is, what? It's something you do Issa with. First day, they showed up with Moshe, they got him into a yeshivish car door, and a massive, you know, inside the guy had his gemaras and shas, and doesn't children down under the table. A massive, right? Like, what is this thing? It's a storage. It's like a motorhome, right? And it's like a motorhome, and it also pumped the drives, right? But a lot of our places, they held not like that. They said it's a klisha malachta in the Issa, which means that I can open up the car door. So gufa in the car, right? So gufa means I have to open up the door because it's blocking me. That's called sarich mekaymai. Right? Now I need to close it. So let's say I need to. It's blocking me. I got to get to my chalas. So I'll have to open up the door. Now to go and close the door, you can't close the door because that's sarich of the moksa to protect the car. Again, our car is not a geyer because lights. I'm ashamed, but there's some lundis. So I close it. So you have to find some kind of an answer. And Shabbos says you can do it, Rabbah. So you're throwing there something chashiv. And then the door, you'll usually put in the place, put your wife in there, right? Now you close the door. So now it's klisha malachtei le'ister le'tsayrich gufay. I need to keep it closed. Right? I'm using the door now to keep it closed. We need to keep it closed. I didn't say mother-in-law, Rabbi Yisai. I didn't say. You know? You need to close the door to keep it. So I have a meiser. I was once with my father's Zionism. We went to the Kaisel. We're coming back from the Kaisel, and the. You know how it is. People that go through the Arab, we talk about Mishmat and Baidu Ashe Seichem. I don't know, is that called Shayim Rapsayim Hashem when everyone's walking through the Arab Shukdarim and the Shashem? I said to my father, I'm not going through here. This is dangerous. And this, man, everybody's going. All the Yidden are going. We're no different. There's that Shayim. I said, oh, Shayim, it's not for me. And we're in the back. All of a sudden, you see from afar, you see Durton, the green flags with the yellow writing. When you see that, it means get out of there. I don't know what it says in those flags, but just get out of there if you're a Yid. And there's an Arab Chasino. Right? Mamish, it's Arab Chasino. The two of them, the Mamish on the shoulders, having a Gila Natsis, right? And it's all good. And they won't let the Jews go through, right? And the Jews in front, they're eating, they're coughing. Kids, now I say, what's going on? We can't go anyways. What happened? The Arab went, he opened up a car door on one side. It gets narrow over there. He had a car, he opened it on one side, he opened the door on the other side. I said, now how are you going to go through? Because they were closing up. So they're all standing there. So my father said, oh, there's a whole thing. They put the car, a car, and I'm there. Oh, boom, the front of the line. Boom, it. I said, what's going on over here? Right? And Yishami tells us, ah, it's a Shayim Muxa. They put the car. What's right there? I tell him, it's a cleave from a lachdan to Isser. What's Tarech? What's that? Tarech of the Kaimai. It's like, I close the door, the old car, it's 1962, per se. The old car, I close the door. And the guy, he said, no, Muxa. Muxa. I said to him, what's Muxa? I'm on it. It's a cleave from a lachdan to Isser. Let's Tarech of the Kaimai. Okay, boys.